Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Live from the 718. DJ Clue. Desert Storm. With the Hard Knock Life soundtrack. We taking y'all backstage. Holla.
I'm focused, man.
Tell Stout to holla at me, man. Young Hoba, you hurt. Trackmaster, you hurt. Yeah. Yes, y'allin', Jigga Man be ballin'. Leave chicks pigeon toed, some of them be crawlin'. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies callin' for the law, darlin'. Jigga and Paulin', ass drop. Coops with half the top, foes half my knot. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the...
The Diva Squad.
This is Ghost, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
I'm coming. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Stay here.
To the EX. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now.
Coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Girl, I'm coming out. Girl, I'm coming out. Girl, I'm coming out. Girl, I'm coming out.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I'm one of your hosts. Storm is in the building. My fellow Divas will be joining us shortly on the air. Miss Novetta and Miss Ray Queen, they'll be checking in a little bit with us. But definitely just want to welcome you guys back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio, where every Wednesday night you get the realest of the real. And you get to be able to enjoy yourself, listen to some music, go over some topics, and just get some feedback on what's going on in the world and feedback to your questions that you might have. So with all that being said, I definitely want to just thank all the callers and listeners in advance, for calling in. The number to call is 646-716-9789. Definitely on the grind this evening at work and on the radio show trying to, do what I do. But we're going to just start off with just pretty much a recap, of last week's show where we were talking about the movie When They See Us, and for those of you who don't know, make sure you check it out because Oprah Winfrey is going to be interviewing them just to see, I guess, what's going on, what's been going on then, now, get caught up to, maybe something that she can do that can help them, that can help other people at the same time. So I definitely will be putting that on DVR and trying to watch that for myself. I know Miss Ray Queen, when she calls in, she was watching the episodes last week. And, of course, we got all the information from Miss Novetta, Long Island's leading lady. She's the one that brought it up, the topic, and we definitely spoke about it last week. And it took, it took most of the show. It was definitely deep. So we definitely just super excited, to be back with you guys. If anyone wants to call in and talk about the recap of what they saw, how they felt from last week's show and from the movie, from the series rather, just call in, let us know how you feel about that, but you do have to press that one button. And then the topic for this evening is a little different. We haven't talked about relationship topics in a long time. So one of my coworkers had a question, which I thought was a good question, as they go through the storm in her, in her relationship. They've been together 20 years, and I'm not going to, call her name, and I said it was anonymous. So, but her question that she had was, after being in a relationship with someone for so long, single and then dating and being the player and now coming together and trying to really be serious, is there a certain timeline of when you should put a ring on it? Is there a timeline for that, or do you think after 10 years of being together, you guys have played house, you might not have any kids, but is she worthy of the ring? Is he worthy of the ring at that time, since it's been so long? So the topic this evening, along with the recap from last week's show, is just pretty much what's your feedback on that? Do you feel that if you're with someone for 5, 10, 15 years, at that point, there's no need to have a ring because y'all playing house anyway? Or do you feel like you should still get that ring? Now, it could be ladies, it could be gentlemen, it could be anybody. We're not definitely not biased here. We open the floor for everybody, all the callers, the listeners, anybody. We don't discriminate against anyone. Your opinion is very important, and we take it serious. So we're definitely going to open the phone lines up. Like I said, the number to call is 646-716-9789. My voice is very scratchy. I do apologize. I do apologize in advance for that. A little under weather, a little tired, but, definitely with God's grace, it's just going to keep on pushing. So the phone lines are open. Phone number to call, 646-716-9789. At any time, you can press that one button. So right now we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and take our callers. Yes, I see you. Lines is lit up. That's what I'm talking about. Look at that, a Diva Wednesday. Ha-ha. So we're going to go to a song, and then after we go to the song, we're going to bring on our first caller. And you guys just continue to spread the word about GQ Palace. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Let's get it.
Thank you. Hear that?
Two chains.
Slap down on the sun like I'm used to. Yeah. Rain and make it home like I'm used to. Rain and make it home like I'm used to.
With a real one, that's a dedication.
Wow.
Had them patiently waiting for a revelation. Even when I ain't around, ain't no separation. Your skin smooth, your eyes brown, and you're far from basic. Then we go to different places with no suitcases. But when we come back, we got suitcases. Right now, I use love for a medication. Back in the day, I should keep it with no hesitation. I got more than 40 acres for my reparation. See, I'm a navigation, that's my destination. Please don't never tell on me, baby.
Never tell.
That mean don't call 12 on me,
don't
baby.
Call 12.
As long as the meal prepared for me, baby.
Prepared.
The meals I prepare, I share with you, baby.
Yeah.
Of course they gon' like it, look at me. Everybody ain't happy, they look at me.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to.
Rain
and make it home like I'm used to. Rain and make it home, I got used to it. Rain and make it home like I'm used to. Stop down on the dime like I'm used to.
Don't we ride so deep, roll so far, we on E, she on E, she on me.
Let's try that way, okay.
Shawty came in, walking like a model, shaped like a bottle. She know if she mess with me, it's gonna be trouble. I'ma bust that bubble, I'ma always love her. Mess up all the covers,
yeah.
Watch me break it down like a folding chair. See me in a chain reactions, I got 40 pair. Sorry I ain't on the phone, I was slapping you. Last night ain't else, I was pulling hell. Y'all know me, so low key. All this ice on, I got cold feet. My shorty bad, she a trophy. She like to lay on me and call me cozy. Yeah.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it. Rainy make it home like I'm used to it. Rainy make it home, I got used to it. Rainy make it home like I'm used to it.
Alright.
Stop down on the dime like I'm used to it.
Travel out one way or another. Yeah. One thing about love, they say it's blind. No matter where you're from, though.
All right,
yes,
all right.
Yes.
Welcome back. Welcome back. With me live on the air, I have Miss Mildetta, Long Island's leading
what?
Lady. Excuse me, the host
yes.
herself. So,
yes,
Miss Mildetta. Miss Mildetta, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, a little low. I think it's my phone. But go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Good evening, folks. Good evening. Welcome
Good
to the
evening.
Diva Squad. What's
yes.
going on, Storm? How you doing, Diva?
Carol, let me tell you, it's been such a stressful week. Oh, my God. I could, you know what? I might even complain about it. I'm just going to say
yeah.
it's been a stressful week. I didn't hurt nobody. Okay? So.
That's a good thing. I don't know how much bail money I have.
See, thank you. See, I didn't hurt nobody. You know, I'm still positive, maintaining. think I don't know if I'm just tired or my voice is doing something a little scratchy. I've got the sexy voice on. You know, I sound like a man. I don't know. You know, there's no sex appeal with this voice right here.
You know, I have a deep voice anyway, so it's like,
No, I really feel
that
like
resonates with me.
I feel like, yo, what up? How you doing? You know.
Well, you know what? With the it's allergy season and stuff, all of that stuff plays a part. You know, so it could be a number of things.
Right. How you doing, though, Miss Labetta? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, I must say. You know, I can't complain, but I won't. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
It's almost cancer season, aka summer. Yeah, I know. I call myself a summer baby, not cancer. So it's almost that season. But shout out to any Geminis that's celebrating birthday and all of that good stuff. Happy birthday! Turn up, celebrate responsibly. You know.
That's right.
But other than that, I can't complain about anything. You know, all is well. I'm sorry, I'm getting rid of this background noise.
That's right. Excellent.
Yes.
Go ahead. You said just getting rid of the background noise. Can you hear my background noise?
No.
Okay.
I was listening, you know, as I was on my way home. And I was listening to, you know, your topic for this evening. Well, we will touch on the Central Park Five in a little bit, but your topic is, we were having this conversation at work. It's funny that you even brought it up because a lot of people won't touch that situation. They won't touch it because of a few different reasons.
Right.
You know, some people don't believe in the timeline, you know. It's actually speaking to me directly because I was in a relationship for 20 plus years and the ring didn't come until there was chaos in my relationship. You know what I mean? So, like, if the ring would have came a little earlier, we would have worked that out. But now it's like you're trying to buy me off because of the situation or whatever. So, I mean, I just don't, if you're going to be in a relationship that long, whatever, what's wrong? And people get married now, I feel, for different reasons, for reasons other than love. You know, people get married out of obligation. And I've heard these stories personally, like, oh, I just felt that I owed them that. Like, owed them what? You know what I mean? What did you owe them? You know, did you owe them the wedding day to be happy for that wedding day? Or what do you actually owe somebody? You really don't owe anybody anything. However, you know, if getting married, in my personal opinion, is just building a stronger foundation for your family. You know, that's my personal opinion on the situation. So if you don't really have any plans on spending the rest of your life with somebody or whatever, don't string them along. That's my personal opinion.
But do you think after being together 5, 10 years, you know, 15 years, do you feel like at this point you've been playing house this whole time? What's the big deal? You know, or is it like a personal preference? What would you say?
I think it's more of a personal thing. You know, some people, you know, it could be personal. I mean, but if you're going to be, what's wrong with being married? So, you know, like I said, I hear lots of stories now, like, oh, if I get married and you're giving up a lot of your stuff, you're supposed to be giving that stuff up. You're going to give it up anyway, even being in just a relationship. You know,
without the marriage. If you're in a committed relationship, right.
If you're in a committed relationship, you know. And playing house. What's wrong with taking that extra step, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just becoming an adult, growing, you know, taking that step into marriage. I think that's a person growing. You know, it's not a negative thing. It's not a bad thing. A lot of people has made that out to be so bad. Like, what's so bad about saying I do? You know, if you're like, oh, well, why get married? We're doing good as a couple. because then there's still that window of like, well, I'm not married. I'm not married, so I can still do this and still do that. You know what I'm saying? And again,
you know,
these are just my personal opinions. I'm not trying to force a narrative on anything or anybody.
Right.
So,
now I was told when I was explaining to her today, I said, you know, I think it's all a part of, you know, it's your preference. It's what you feel. It's what you desire, and it's what you. Some people demand it. You know, they don't want to play
right.
house and have kids, and the next thing you know, now. You're like, well, damn, it's been 20 years later, and we already got the kids, the house, we own the property together,
yep.
we got to get married, you know. You become
right,
very comfortable,
right.
you know, in what you're doing. And, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, you're married. I'm like, yeah, but I didn't just wake up one morning and get married.
Right. Right. That's just, it's like I said, it's touchy, and a lot of people won't, they won't speak on the situation. Because now it's like, oh, God, the ball is in my court now. What do I do with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, or that you're forced to do something. Like, listen, if I got to force you to do anything, I don't want it.
Hello? I don't want you or the force.
No, I don't want any forced situation, you
mm-hmm.
know, because you should, I'm hoping that you love me enough to say that she's worth being my wife.
Right.
You know what I mean? That you,
right.
you're going to take the time out, go pick out a ring and all of this stuff, that I am worthy of being your wife. So that
right.
means you actually see yourself as a king or whatever. And I'm speaking from a woman's point standpoint.
Of course, of course.
You see yourself as a king. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is my queen right here. We complete each other. Let's do this, you know. But it's just, I mean, that it just sometimes it's probably just not in your tarot cards. I don't believe it's in mine. You know, I really don't. But it's nothing wrong with being happy with somebody and sharing lives. As
right.
a married couple.
As
a married couple.
People say sometimes, you know, it's like a companion. You know, like as you go through life and, you know, you build and you start to, you know, flourish, you know, and you start to become one and you, but the beginning part, you're working on yourself. That person works on themselves and they bring it together. And that's how they flourish
mm-hmm.
together, you know, in unity. And people say, oh, you know, you're married. I'm like, yeah, but I wasn't always married. You know,
right.
I'm pretty much a newlywed still when you think about it.
Right,
you know?
Right. I hear what you got going on though. But you know, it's nothing wrong with being in love and having that someone to share. And like you should be like proud. Like, oh, that's my wife. You know what I'm saying? She wearing my last name or whatever. You know what I mean? So while people be out there like, okay, you repping your name, oh, I'm a so-and-so, oh, I'm a Shelby, I'm a this, I'm a that. And now you're willing to grow that, willing to expand that name, you know what I mean? I just think it's a wonderful thing that you
right.
can have somebody. And again, that's not to say any relationship is perfect, whether married or single or just dating or whatever. There's no,
right.
There's no perfect person, so none of this stuff is going to be perfect. People go through things, you know,
right.
but I just, you know, it is a personal preference, like we were saying. But
mm-hmm.
I just don't think that, again, you should have somebody around for 10, 20 years and be like, why get married? We're doing good as a single couple. Like, listen, what's wrong with us getting married then?
Look, I mean, damn, how many promise rings you going to get? You know, like,
right.
you know, I promise you to
right.
marry you next year. You know, like, how many promise rings are you going to get? How many, you know, proposals? You know, are you going to
right,
get?
Right.
And at this point
right.
of the game, I feel like you should want to do it for yourself if that's what you want. You know, because some people
right.
say, I'm not getting married. It changes the game. People change. That means half of this and half of that. Some people say, they're not doing it, which is fine.
Yeah, that's
because
it.
You're making
yeah.
that decision in advance. But as long as you tell the person that you're with that that's the decision you have, I'm not going to get married. It's not a desire of mine. Then you guys are good. But if one
right.
person wants it and the other one don't, common courtesy, you got to let them know, like, listen, it's not something that I desire to do. You know, I tell anybody,
right.
let me make that decision myself.
Right.
You know,
right.
let me do that. Don't you feel like you have to make it for me without giving me the option. You know,
right.
I was explaining that to
right.
her today, like, it's up to you, like, when he puts it on the table, it's up to you to say, you know what, I'm going to say either I want is yay or nay. Nay means
right.
I'm done playing house, I'm going to leave. You know, if you say yeah,
right.
you're going to take it, then you just sit and continue to go on the roller coaster ride and do what you got to do, because even as being married is a roller coaster, you know, ride. I'm not at that point where I feel like I can give anyone, you know, advice on, you know, a marriage just
right.
yet, because I'm so new to it. You know, it's something new.
Right.
People say, oh, it's not a difference. It is a difference, you know, because when the older generation says that first year is your worst year, you know, that's a trying year after you get married. Not the first
mm-hmm.
year that you guys meet and you guys are dating. That's when you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, what they say, you're coping, you know, and you're trying to, you know, learn each other and get to see what's
right.
going on.
Right, shacking, courting,
yeah.
shacking.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're doing then. This is after you've already took your vows before God and you made this commencement agreement with each other, and this is what you're going to do. You know, it's,
right.
it's definitely trying, you know, because anything, the devil's always busy. Anything that could come in will come in if you allow it, and that foundation isn't solid.
Fact.
You know?
That's
but I am
fact.
One that's pro, like, if you're married, try and work it out. You know, don't, it's something
right.
that attracted you to that person. It's something that made you want to be with that person. Don't let one argument, you know, destroy that. Work on it. Try to fix it. Try to move forward, you know, with it. What about counseling? What about some type of therapy? You know, what about
yeah,
some
yeah.
type of self-help groups? You know, like, I like to tell people, you know, that. But I also like to say, you have to know when that's it, if that makes sense to
right.
anybody.
Right.
I feel like you got to know when to throw that towel in and say it's a foul play and that's it, you know.
Right. Right.
You got to know.
Right.
If you don't know for yourself, then you'll never know. You have to,
right.
as Ray Queen says, those red flags.
The red flags. Yeah, those red flags. You know
yeah.
what? Because there's some people that have been married after only knowing each other 2 and 3 months. You know what I mean? They,
mm-hmm.
And their relationship is worse.
Right.
You know? So that's why the time thing is kind of funny. You know what I mean? So, but usually dating somebody or in a committed relationship, the ultimate goal is to become family. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, we could call me next week or something. I'll see you in a couple of weeks or something. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, if you're living together, you're doing everything together, you know, what's wrong with cleaving and being one? You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, and like I said, a lot of people now are getting married out of materialism, and which, again, you need finances. All of that stuff plays a part. All of that stuff is needed in any relationship. You know, but people are like, oh, I'm marrying him because he has money. But you don't love him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't love her. So the relationship ends up going south real fast because, again, you got married out of something other than what it's supposed to be, you know. So it's a touchy situation, and like I said, a lot of people don't mess with it out of the fear of I might say the wrong thing, so what's gonna happen is my relationship is gonna end. So, but my question to you, Storm, would be, do you think women are more pressed for marriage than men are, and if
yes.
so, why?
I do. I feel like and I can only speak from a lot of the women that I come in contact with.
Uh-huh.
So that's where my information is coming from. I feel like a lot of women are pressed for it, and they're pressed for it because other people have done it. Friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
friend of a friend. Oh, they have it.
Mm-hmm.
How come I can't have it? Well, she found
right.
someone and to marry her, then how come the person I'm with can't marry me? Or, okay, I didn't
right.
give this man 4 kids, and how come he ain't married me yet? You know,
right. What's
it's
my
like
problem?
They tend to,
right.
right. They tend to compare themselves to each other versus
okay.
trying to do that self-evaluation of, okay, why isn't this
yeah.
happening? Maybe it's not part of the plan just yet,
right.
you know.
Right.
Or maybe what you're doing isn't exactly the right way to do it. You know, maybe you should do some self-evaluation for yourself to see exactly what it is, because a lot of the women that I talk to, it's kind of like, okay, well, I've been with him, you know, 10 years. What's up? Like, if he don't give me a ring this year, you know, or someone says, oh, what do you want for Christmas? I want a ring, you know. Okay, so I'm going to go to the store and buy you a ring. It don't mean it's going to be an engagement ring. you know?
Right, right.
So people, right, I feel like women put that demand on it because it's either I'm getting too old, I want to get married, I want to start a family.
Right.
Like their biological clock is ticking, you know?
Right.
They want to be able to move forward in their life. And this is what's one thing that's stopping them. So I think it's the clock that's clicking, you know, ticking. I think that it's comparing to other people. I think that it's not really knowing what you want. Like, do you want to be able to have that person that you spend the rest of your life with, that's your companion, that you're building with? Or are you so comfortable in doing your own thing, running, you know, making moves to benefit you and your family, that you might not have that time and that commitment to try and put that work in someplace else? Or I like to say to people, maybe that right person didn't come in to your life yet, you know, because I believe that when it comes, you'll know. You know, I think that when it comes to you, you'll know. And if that person didn't come to you yet, then you won't know what it is. You know, but you also have to, like, some of the women, they put themselves up on this pedestal, and I feel like some of them have a checklist of what you need to have in order for us to be together, if that makes sense, you know.
Right. And no, you're right, because they go by somebody else's story. Well, this should be this, it should be that, it should be this, it should, you know what I'm saying? And again, like you saying, that's somebody else's story they're telling. Like, okay, so does anybody actually sit down and ask themselves, am I marriage material? You know what I mean? Am I wife material? Am I ready to take on a lifestyle of having a husband or a wife? You know what I mean? Because again, you do give up of yourself, because normally it's just you or whatever. Now you're in a relationship, and now in a marriage, there may be children involved and different things involved that come along with the territory, you know. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, am I ready for that? Some people don't. Again, you know what does that is, because, again, materialism. Materialism separates, put that above anything else. So it's like, oh, I'm just mad because he has a big house, or she has a house, she has a good job, and all of that stuff. Okay, so how do your characters get along? How does your character get along with this lady with a good job or this man with a big house? You know, stuff like that is not being asked. So a lot of times, being that stuff gets ignored, the relationship starts to crumble, because now you're looking on the outside. You're looking outside of your relationship for stuff that you thought was going to go on in the relationship that you're in. So now you're actually just in a situationship. You're not even really in a relationship.
I like that word. Say that one more time. Say that.
A situationship. So, you know,
I like that.
Now you're stuck with this. But a lot of times, people have to start asking themselves these questions. Am I wifey material? You know, am I husband material? Am I ready to take on a wife or a wife and her children? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And stuff like that. So that's all that stuff. It's major. You know, but again, if you're with a person all of these years and you're raising their children from small, I think it'll do them good even to see that next step. You know what I mean? So, like, now you're becoming a person's parent. You're their other parent now, whether you're biologically or not. Like, you're that other parent and stuff. And it just, I think it's just, it makes good for a good family. It makes a good family value. And and stuff. So, again, these are my opinions, folks. So you're on
the
Diva Squad. Yep.
No, go ahead. I have a question.
Okay. This is the Diva Squad doing what we do over here on Wednesday night. Tell a friend to tell a friend is out. 646-716-9789. Press the 1 if you have any questions or comments to go on live. So, but we here. And we're discussing, should there be a time limit on relationships? So, as far as marriage goes, or whatever.
So, you
had a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a question for you, Ms. Mobetta. Do you feel that when you're building that you should be more established first before you want to be in that relationship?
I mean, you should have some type of baseline stability going on. Now, you know, as far as employment and disconnects from old relationships and all of that stuff, I think you should have some type of something to bring to the table when you're building a relationship. Now, does that happen all the time? No, that doesn't always happen. But you have some people that are willing to start with nothing with each other. You know what I mean? So, but even in that instance, yeah, still, either way, you have to be on the same page with things. You know, so, but you should have some type of baseline. What am I looking for? Some type of stability going into a relationship, some type of foundation, or even something in motion, something like plans in motion, like, all right, I'm in school doing this now, this is what's going to happen next, and you know what I'm saying? And then when you meet somebody, hopefully you have to find somebody that's has the same likeness as you. So, like, they coming in with something, like, just a job or whatever, you know. Just hopefully you can find somebody that matches that. So it's not like you're going in looking just for somebody to take care of you, you know. I personally think that even as a couple, you have one joint mm-hmm. account and everybody can still have separate accounts as well, mm-hmm. you know.
So that's smart. So, that's smart. Like that. Now, like what I was explaining, because, you know, I work with the teenage girls, so I was explaining to some of them that, you know, there's nothing wrong with having your own before you try to focus on that relationship and loving me and doing this and doing that. But there's nothing wrong with having your own, you know, finishing school, getting a job, working on your place. Like, there's nothing wrong, you know, with that, is what I was explaining to them. Like, you can easily do a lot of different things, but in all reality, you want to make sure that you have yourself put together. You know,
right.
You want to
right.
be able to contribute
right.
something, you know, but you also don't want someone that's just doing whatever, whenever. You know, you want that person to have equally as much as you do have a job, you know, do you have your own
right.
place, you know, do you have,
right.
what are your goals that you're looking for?
Right.
So this
right.
way, maybe we could try and do something like that together, you know.
Right.
But that's what I try to explain to them, like, not saying, oh, be a gold digger, just saying have your own. So this way,
yeah.
when you get with someone, they can enhance your own or you can enhance their own.
Right.
You know? But
right.
it's not like both of y'all can't be struggling. Go into the relationship struggling, then, honey, y'all need not be
yeah,
in that relationship if both of y'all struggling from the beginning.
That's something different, yeah. That's a little different
no.
right there. No. You know, I hear you. No, you should just, and you know what, I think things would be respected a little more. Because even in relationships, you know, when people are in relationships, they still, you know, you need some me time. You still need me time as an individual. You know, your spouse needs some me time too. You know what I mean? Some time to go, you know, you got stuff to handle or you want to go hang out with your peoples, your buddies and everything. And that doesn't mean that they're going out to be with somebody else. And like I said, a lot of things now, you have social media, you have crazy music and all kinds of things being pushed that is just having a really negative effect on relationships and stuff. So now, because with not just social media, the internet period, you can sit at your home and cheat. You know what I mean? You don't even have to leave the house to cheat or do anything. So if that's the case, if that's what they're going to do, they're going to do it anyway. So, but now it's like, everybody still needs their space. Even like when it comes to the kids, you know, when kids go to bed or whatever, they go into a sitter or something, like, listen, I need some me time. Right now I'm relaxing. I'm going out. I'm going to go to the store, shop, or do whatever. It doesn't, you know, it's nothing specific. It just, you need that me time just to reflect sometimes, you know. You need to reflect and just play in your mind of the events that are going on in your life. And this doesn't necessarily mean that it's negative. This could be some good thing. This could be a good thing. Like, you know what?
I'm really grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for my relationship. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for all of that. So you could take that time, that me time to do that. It doesn't mean that you're having an issue to where, oh, I got to get away from them and get on my nerves and stuff like that. That doesn't mean that. It just means just to reflect, to meditate, to do whatever it is you do on your me time. You know, like I said, it has nothing to even do with anybody else. So, you know,
that's in any
relationship.
I agree.
That's even
in a
job relationship, a boss and employee relationship, any kind of relationship. You need that little time. I need to move away from you right now. You know, I need some me time. So, you know, again, it's just to reflect and to bring you back. And again, you looking at things like, I'm grateful. You know what I mean? I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for where I've been, you know, that I've come to this point and all of that stuff.
And, you know, and I tell anybody, you know, I thank God that I'm not the person that I used to be, you know, because that person
that's
there,
right.
Lord knows, I don't know, 41 years is good compared to what I used to be, you know, before. So I'm definitely thankful. And when I, you know, tell people, like, listen, like, you know, you might think you got it bad, but there might be someone next to you that has something 10 times worse than you went through. They've been through. Like, listen to people's testimony, listen to what their story is, and learn from it, and stop being so judgmental, you know, because there's a lot of people, and I want, you know, sorry, men, I'm going to talk about them for a minute, you know, there's a lot of men out there who don't want to be with women who make more money than they do, you know, who might own more than they do, you know, they are very intimidated, and I think that in 2019, it's time to say, wow, respect her hustle, respect her game, respect what she's went through to get to that point, you know. If the cards were in reverse, you might feel the same way. And there's, don't get me wrong, there's women out there who don't want to be with someone who got more than what they got, you know. There's women out there who feel like every time we go out, you're going to pay for something, you know. It's up to you to pay for something. It's up to you to do something. There's all these people out there anyway. So I feel like at the same time, you have to be able to have an open mind when you go into the relationship or you go into
marriage.
You know, don't go in it knowing everything. You know, have an open mind and be able to say, you know what, this could work. But it could work if you both put your all into it. Then it could work, you know. Nothing's going to happen.
Don't go in there with any kind of, any kind of hidden agendas and motives. And, you know, I speak about that all the time, about those hidden motives, you know, it's because
yes,
the deed is never judged. Deed is never judged. It's the motive that's judged. Like, what's your real intentions here? You know what I'm saying? Because, again, you have some people that will use the mess out of you if you let them, you know. You have people mask themselves well, too. It's not that you really let them do anything. Just people know how to mask themselves well. They know the right thing to say at the right time to get what they want, and then toss you away like scraps. So you have to be very careful, be mindful, and again, pay attention to how people move. You know, because this is when their motives are actually shown. It's when they move, when they maneuver, not what they say. Because I could tell you, your mouth can say anything.
Absolutely.
Does your walk actually match the talk? Does the walk match the talk? Because if not, then you better start running. You know what I mean? Go the other way. Be like, you know what? You're inconsistent. Your words are not matching what you do. So you have to be very, like Storm was saying, you have to be very open-minded. You know, try not to be naive, you know, about certain situations. And don't give too much of the benefit of the doubt. You know, you give it to them once or whatever. But if stuff starts being consistent with the people not having you as the best interest, then that's just not for you. That's not for you. Just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And then
That's right.
To take that self inventory. Like that self inventory. Let me tell you something. I go to recovery meetings, and it's not because I never use drugs. So I was never an alcoholic. But in recovery meetings, in a Christian based recovery meeting, you have all types of hurt habits and hang-ups where people are fighting for so many different things. Not just alcohol. Drugs and alcohol is what people see. But you have people that are just fighting. They're fighting in their heads. they're fighting with their heart and stuff right. like that. You have so many different types of addictions. You got people that are addicted to TV, video games. You got gossip. You got food. You have sex. You have shopping. You have all of those stuff. All those things are real addictions.
Right.
That stuff is real. So you can't really don't downplay one of them for the other one, because trust me, addiction is addiction. It doesn't matter what it is. So that means it's addiction means it's overindulgence in anything. So it doesn't
right.
matter what your drug of choice is. It's still, but like I said, it has helped with me going hearing other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I found out a lot about myself. I found out a lot about myself going to recovery meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let me tell you, one of my things I battle with is codependency, which
yes.
means
mm-hmm.
that I think I can fix everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I can fix everything, or that I have to fix everything. I had a problem with saying that, no, that is not your problem. You cannot fix that problem. You
yeah.
know what I mean? That was one of my biggest things. So it gets to the point sometimes I was like, no, I can't. It sounds funny me saying it, like, no, I can't do it. Before I would say, oh, yeah, I'll do it. So now I'm committing myself to doing things that I physically couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
That was impossible, but I committed myself, so I had to push myself to do that because I committed myself. Instead of saying, let me see what I can do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me see what I can do. Because this way you're not really giving up, or you're not giving yourself up. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So it's not that you don't want to do anything for anybody, but just sometimes you can't. Sometimes you just can't. It's just impossible. So, but that's what a part of codependency is. So, you know, I learned a lot about myself going to recovery meetings. Shout out
to
my journey.
That's right. I'm gonna tell you something though. And you probably never realized it, but we've talked about this before. You know, we've been with the Diva Squad for a long time. You know, people don't realize how long we've been together, and we've talked about a lot of different things and topics and so on, and family and friends, you know it. And I feel like all of us know a lot about each other. But you spoke about it, I want to say, it had to be over a year now, maybe even longer than that, you spoke about it. And I'm sure Ray Queen will agree that there's one thing that I was able to learn from you, and I take it with pride, is knowing when to say, even as much as it hurts, knowing to say, I can't do it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You struggle, that's one of the things you struggle with, but you've been able to help me with just saying, I can't do it, you know, I can't do, like, you, it hurts me more for me to tell you that I can't do it, you
right,
know,
right,
but
right.
understanding that you can't do it and accepting it to me is like, wow, okay, and
Major.
I learned that from you, because that's a big thing when you deal
I'm
with life and
help.
You deal with struggles. I learned that because you said, you know, always feeling like you have to fix it or you could save the world. You know, I used to call myself Miss Fix It, you know, where there's no job that I couldn't do. There's no task I couldn't do. It don't matter if I'm
Absolutely.
Up late at night, early in the morning, you name it, I'm going to do it, you know. And I push myself a lot for it. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad I could pay that forward. You know what I mean? And hopefully whoever's on the line listening tonight, if you have that situation going on, if you have that going on in your life, just, you know, recognize you gotta stop yourself right dead in your tracks or
That's
in
right.
the middle of whatever's going on. Stop yourself. You're like, hold on. Let me see if I can do it. I have to get back to you. You know what I'm saying? But again, it took me to hear it from somebody else to learn that about me. You know what I mean? Like, wow, that's been me all this time, and I have not recognized that. You know what I'm saying? Until a couple of years ago, I didn't recognize that in myself. You know what I mean?
But
so
you brought it here,
when
though.
I start seeing it, yep. I'm glad that I can help you guys with it. You know what I'm saying? See it in yourself. Because you know why, Storm? Because you'll constantly try to do stuff for people and do things and put yourself out there, and those are people that are never satisfied. So you can do 1,000 things for them, and one time you don't do that one thing, then everything else is erased. So, you know, that's why I have to start thinking of myself first, even when it comes to my children. You know, of course I would do anything for them. That's not a question. But there's a lot of times I have to tell them no too, as much as it hurts. Like, I can't. Right now, I would love to, but I can't. You know, so I guess it's a matter of changing my speech. You know what I'm saying? Or how, or my response, or how I respond to certain things or whatever. So I ain't out there to hurt nobody's feelings and stuff, because y'all know that's not me. I don't do that. But, you know, it's just sometimes I just can't. Sometimes you just can't. You know
what else? What else I learned too? Just with, like, being, you know, with you guys and you guys helping to educate and uplift and encourage each other, you know, on a weekly basis and, you know, mm-hmm. all group chats and stuff like that, is that when you go through life, you meet a lot of different people, and because we might have that attitude of I can fix it,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we might overextend ourselves to help people, but when we get down and out, we don't have the same support from people.
That's a fact.
For me, I had to learn that when I help, I'm helping from the kindness of my heart. Now, it will be a wonderful blessing to get it back in return, or for you to see the type of person that I am and for you to see the reason behind it. Because when I do it,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it to get it back. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart. You know,
right.
But I hope
right.
and pray that one day you have, if I ever need it, you can look
right.
within in the kindness of your heart and help me the same way I've helped you.
That
because
I
whether it's
you,
a
right.
friendship, sistership, I say sistership, whatever it is you may call it, it's, you want people to be able to do for you what you could do for them. Let's uplift
right.
and encourage each other. It shouldn't be
right.
a one-way street. And
that's a fact.
What I learned from the Diva Squad is you do what you have to do, because that's what God puts within your heart. But God
mm-hmm.
also gives you the strength to say, I can't do it. And as much
that's
as
right.
the flesh says I could do it, but he's showing you signs and reasons of why you can't do it. But
mm-hmm.
you're doing
mm-hmm.
it anyway. You're listening
you're
to the
flesh. You're going to do it anyway, yep.
Right. So I had to learn that the
down.
Hard way. Right.
Yep.
I had to learn that the hard way, but I'm thankful for you guys. And, you know, I'm thankful, you know, for my husband, to the point where I can say, I can't do it, and I can't do it. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to do it. And it's like when I get my mind made up to that part of it, it allows me to step back and reevaluate the big picture and see, okay, you can't do this, but will it affect you, you know? Will it affect
right.
your life? Is it something that you're taking on another responsibility, or will it affect you? You know, I also had to learn that when you're dealing with different people, you're going to have people that call you all the time 24/7 and complain. And
mm-hmm.
but then you're going to have people that love you, you know, from the beginning to end, that you don't even have to talk to. And next, you know, you're good.
Hey, right. That's a fact. That is so, so true. Like, but it's, you know, and the world is all kinds of people, but the main people are the givers and they're takers. You know what I mean? So you just have to, like you said, if I give to you, I'm giving to you because I wanted to give to you. I'm a giving person. You know, after a while though, if I see that you're just coming to take and take and take, I'm going to stop giving. Not because I don't want to, because now I see your motive. You know what I mean? And now I see what your intentions are, you know. And not only that, you'd even pay me back. You're not even paying it forward. You know what I mean? A lot of times you might not pay the person back directly, but you can pay it forward and help somebody else. So, you know, when you see that happen, you're like, you know what? I'm going to have to shut me down for a minute. I got to shut me down. I can't continue to be me. And then the people that are around me or that are benefiting from who I am is not being appreciative. So then you're like, you know what? I can't. Or I have to let you know. I can't do it. So we used to, I know I did. I used to do things out of, you know, I'm like, I'm going to do it.
because I don't want to lose him as a friend. Like, if I was afraid to say no, if I say no, then I'm going to lose him as a friend or whatever, right? But if I lose him as a friend because I said no that I couldn't do something, then you was never my friend to begin with. You know, sometimes it takes a while to figure that out. But once that film is pulled from off your eyes, you know how onion and the egg, they have them layers of extra layers under the shell. Once that stuff is pulled off and you can see, you be like, oh my God, I have so much peace now saying I can't. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what else you have?
I have strength that I can say no, right?
You have that peace of mind, and you still have that sense of I don't want to say respect, but you have that sense of respect, because at some point in time when we meet different people and we put different people in our corner, I believe that we have to learn how to say, you know what, I'm gonna treat you the same way you treat me, because I need you to see how it feels, and I'm not gonna be disrespectful. I'm not gonna treat you wrong. I'm just gonna get you to understand that when you're a good person, you're a good person. And there's nothing that someone can do that can bring you from that person when you walk in the right way.
Right.
You know, when you walk in the right way, there's nothing that can stop you from it. And when you're a good person, good things come regardless. You can't sit there with your hand out 24/7 and not be able to give nothing back.
To give back something.
You know, you can't do it. You know, you definitely can't do it. So I'm definitely like, I can say that I'm learning, you know, no one's perfect. You know, I'm learning every day, and I'm working on myself as well as working on my marriage, and I'm working on being a better person for myself and setting different goals, you know, for myself. So this way I can, you know, accomplish them, you know, because it's hard. You know, it's definitely
hard
to be able to, you know, balance. And then on top of balancing, learning who you are and growing as an individual, you know, it's hard because you look and you say, like, wow, okay, why am I having such a hard time doing this? Yeah, but you know what? Anything that's good for you, it's not going to come easy.
That's a fact.
It's you're going to have to work hard for it, you know. So I'm definitely thankful, and I didn't even realize what time it was. But, you know, I'm definitely thankful, you know, for the Diva Squad, and I'm thankful, you know, for the man above. And, you know, I'm not, you know, listen, I'm far from perfect, but I can admit when I feel that someone has helped me genuinely from the heart, you know, and I can admit when I feel like you got people in your corner that you can go weeks and weeks and weeks without talking to. But then as soon as you talk to them, it's like y'all never stop talking. You know, it's like y'all just pick right up and y'all have a good time, and you just, that bond is unbreakable, you know. So I definitely want to, you know, thank you guys. And, you know, I know Ray Queen was at, you know, at work on her journey, you know. So she wasn't able to chime in, you know, this morning, this evening. She's listening, of course. But when duty calls, you know, you got to answer. So that's what she's doing today, you know.
You better know it. Listen, I appreciate and love you Divas too. You know what I mean? Y'all and the Don too, and Don Rich Money. We ain't forgetting about you, Rich Money. We love you too. You know, y'all gave me a platform where I actually love being. Y'all know
that's
I can do this
that's
all day.
Right.
All day.
Look, nonstop. This is Long Island's leading lady right here. She do this with her eyes closed. You know, and that right there, I feel like the vision that God gives you, you know, that ambition that you have for it, I feel like everyone contributes something to GQ Palace, you know. And I like the fact that we can all come together, you know, collaboratively and be able to say, you know what, listen, we're coming together, we're doing our thing. You know, we got our lives that we're doing, but ultimately the goal is the same, you know. And for us to push and brand and, you know, new goals for the new year and just, you know, be focused and still be able to live our lives and come together and live our lives and come together. And when we have those moments, we get together. You know, I think those are precious, you know, and I'm definitely thankful for you guys, you know, and Rich Money, you know, I'm thankful, you know, I'm thankful for you. And, you know, I'm super excited, you know, that hopefully soon, Rich Money's Love and Entertainment show will be back, which is, you know, that another platform that,
I can't wait.
Know,
I can't
that
wait for that either.
The avenue,
yep.
You know, we're pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, we definitely got some things
some
in store.
I just having a baby.
Girl, now you know you don't bump your head for sure now. You don't bump your head for sure. You know, come on now. You got to go. Okay. Look, so as it's Father's Day weekend, you got jokes.
Yes.
Father's Day weekend,
Father's
you got
Day
jokes.
For his
yeah, okay. Look. We loving our Brady Bunch family that we got right now. Because Lord knows it's a whole
right,
bunch
girl.
Of them. It's
listen,
a whole bunch of them, girl. Please.
Y'all got the babies and the grandbabies, so y'all good.
Exactly. Look, we good. You know, we're
yes.
good, you know, but I am not Rich Money. Just giving you a little bit of kudos that, you know, we thank you, we respect you, we're humble, you know, and
absolutely.
Being given the opportunity to be on the airway where all of us believe that
yeah.
this is, you know, we love doing it, we
absolutely.
Come together,
I know
you know, Miss Mobetta is one of those people who got to get the gab, that she just keeps them going, and it inspires us. To push harder, you know, it is like everyone
yep.
brings something different, and I'm thankful, you know.
That's right. So, but folks, time is definitely of the essence. We over here running, and we appreciate y'all chiming in. We see y'all listening, you know, it's all good if y'all don't want to get on. But next time, y'all press that one and y'all go in and y'all chime in. Y'all opinions matter to us too. You know, we like to hear different aspects. Of our topic, so we don't want people to think we're biased. We're not biased at all over here. So, but again, we're grateful for y'all because without y'all, there would be no us. We'd be just talking to each other. But we are grateful. I thank God for y'all. Thank God for y'all lives. And again, happy birthday to the Gemini. Yeah, summer season is coming up soon. My birthday is June 25th. I will remind y'all until the day.
That's right. That's right.
Any kind of gift, you know. No, I ain't gonna say any kind of gift. I'm sorry. I take that back.
I was gonna say you might want to rephrase that.
Hold on. No. Let me pump my brakes. But again, we appreciate y'all. So I want y'all to catch us every Wednesday here
that's
at
right.
the Diva Squad, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 646-716-9789. Tell a friend. So if y'all want to get in contact with us, we are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I don't
yep.
really use Twitter. I'm even on Snapchat. Yeah, believe it or
yep.
not. I go on for the filters. So y'all catch us there, and hopefully y'all chime in next week. We will have something different every week. We appreciate it because we actually get a lot
that's
of our
right.
topics from y'all.
From you
know?
Guys,
and
that's
next
right.
week, next week, I have a good topic for next week. And
excellent.
I think it's going to be very interesting. So,
excellent. Well, you know, we're super excited in advance. No, only thing I want to say is happy Father's Day to everyone out there, all the dads out
yes,
there, all the moms out there.
Sorry.
You know, I don't mind. I say it, you know, out of the moms out there that's holding them down, the single fathers out there, the fathers out there, the, you know, the stepfathers out there, you know, definitely
that's
want
right.
to,
God
you know, give them credit.
Too.
You know,
right.
if you don't
God
have no
fathers,
child, but guess what? That's right. You're a God, you know, you're a godfather. You're helping raise somebody you in their life, and you're trying to be the best role model that you could be for them. Happy Father's Day to you. This is definitely your weekend.
Happy,
you know,
happy
I'm not going to say your day.
Day.
You know, it's your weekend. You enjoy it, and you do what you do, you know, and just know that we appreciate you, you know, on behalf of
absolutely.
GQ Palace Radio. We appreciate you, and happy Father's Day to you. And enjoy, you know, rest in peace to my dad. You know, I know Father's Day would never be the same, but it's all right. You know, I know that you're looking down and you're happy, and, you know, you're
yeah.
happy for us, and you're watching over, but rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to George Hoggle Sr., you know, who
okay.
was also, you know, valuable in all of our lives. You know, that's Rachel's dad.
Yeah.
You know, so
yes.
just, you know, rest in peace and, you know, happy Father's Day to everyone that's in heaven and just have a wonderful,
yes.
safe
yes.
weekend. Happy graduation, anyone that's graduating this week. You guys
absolutely.
Are definitely looking good. Just want to say, Franti, I see you doing your thing. That's Laya's daughter. She's doing her thing. Just graduated
yes,
from both these and
too.
High school
yes.
and, you know, she's doing it. So
that's
congratulations.
Right. That's right.
Good luck to everybody. We look forward to seeing you guys or talking to you guys next week. You know, and stay tuned for all the nice, good things that GQ Palace got coming for you. We're ready. Have a blessed and safe weekend, and we out.
Yeah. Peace.
Y'all know his name? Hey, yo, Max. Ladies and gentlemen, C5.
Oh.
Wing time.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Zone, 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 zone. Let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the f*** you smoking for?
We hot.
What the f***? Though.
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's pow,
get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Bow.
You a roughneck, I'm a cutthroat.
Oh.
You a tough guy, that's enough jokes.
Damn.
Then the sun die, the night is young though. The diamond still shine, you're in a rough hole. What the f*** though?
Yeah.
Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go?
Oh.
It's a s*** show, put you front row.
Damn.
Talking s*** bro, let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside, what the f*** for?
Oh.
I sleep with the gun, and she don't snow. What the f*** yo, where the love go?
Oh.
Trade the ski mask, put a muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the studs go? It's a Swiss B, that'll drums go. If she iffy, that'll drugs go. If she simply double cup toast.
Hey.
I got a duffo, full of hundos.
Hey.
That'll love go. Where's the uproar? What the f*** though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's pow,
get the f*** though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the f*** though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's pow,
get the f*** though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. Get the f*** though.
Oh.
I don't bluff, bro.
Oh.
I come out the scuffle without a scuffle. Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though.
Damn.
Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke.
Right.
At your front door, with a gun store.
Woo.
Knock, knock, who's there is how it won't go.
Just
the jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nuts though, what the f, bro?
Oh.
Where I'm from, bro?
Oh.
We grow up fast,
whoa,
we roll up slow.
Oh.
We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, hang time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a con roll. Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listen, it's a Bono, you listen to Darno. What the f, bro? Where the love go? Swizzy, he the chef, I like my lunch gross.
Damn.
Just look up, bro, that the studs go.
Woo.
I see the shovel, but where did bro go? To the unknown. Only way he coming back is through his unbones. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back, now where's the love, bro? What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Wow,
get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the f*** though? Where the love go? 5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Wow,
get the f*** though. I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.